At the ECHO meeting that just occurred in September, there was a presentation of the so-called interest trial.
Yes.
Looking at gefitinib coming back again versus docetaxel. Can you talk about that study? It was kind of a surprise.
Very interesting study in my mind. It was presented also in Seoul in Korea. So the good news on EGFR, I think, for the year is that Tarceva was here and seemed to be the winner. And now Erbitux with the Flex may come in. And IRES is coming back. So I think that that's interesting. So IRES is coming back because when you randomize against a standard of care Taxotere, and this has been done in a population that is European and some Orientals, what has happened is that they meet the non-inferiority.
And this is the second line.
And the response rate of IRES in the Orientals obviously is higher and Taxotere is less. So the curves are exactly the same. So it meets the non-inferiority criteria. But the most interesting thing for me was that when they look at the subsets, the non-smokers and the fish and everything, you would have predicted that, well, at least they found the subset where the IRESA was better or Taxotere was better. Well, they couldn't find that. They find that all the subsets that we traditionally have identified as good for EGFR inhibitors were also good for Taxotere. So it was obvious that the non-smokers also do better with Taxotere and the fish positive also. So that was mind-boggling because it seems that we have been talking about these non-smokers and all these things for years, and maybe now we have to go back and realize that maybe these, rather than predictors, are actually prognostic or predictors for a lot of things.
Do you think that this study is going to sort of reawaken interest in gefitinib?
That was a topic of a discussion at the meeting that we had in New York about 6 weeks ago, and I was asked that question, and there was Chandra Belani there and Paul Bunn. My opinion was that Alimta was approved on a similar study. Alimta against Taxotere, less toxic, same efficacy, approved. Conditional approval. This little even better is IRES against Taxotere, non-inferiority, less toxicity. It should be approved, in my way of thinking. However, because this trial apparently was a requirement from the original submission, so the story is a little bit more complicated because it's a big file of IRES at the FDA. And I don't know if the FDA will take a drug based on a non-inferiority study that competes with a drug that we all believe is very similar, which is Tarceva. But it seems to me that, I don't know, if it was to me, I think that the data suggests that IRESA deserves, because we don't have that data for Tarceva, that is, there's non-inferiority with Taxotere, you know?
What has been looked at in terms of Tarceva versus, for example, docetaxel and second?
Well, there is that study. The only study, which I think is also a requirement of the original submission for Tarceva, was, I think, the Saturn or Titan, where they take patients that progress on frontline chemo and they randomize to Alimta Taxotere against Tarceva. It's a little different. You don't wait till they relapse. While on frontline, if they do not respond and progress, you randomize. But that's the only data we have of, or we will have, on Tarceva against chemo.